Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Love it or hate it, garlic, it has the power to transform a dish from very ordinary to extraordinary. And today we're highlighting it as an unsung hero ingredient in home cooking, worthy of exploring further. So to do so, I'm joined live here in the studio by Chef Brian McDermott. And a lot of garlic.
A lot of garlic surrounding me. The entire studio, forget about budget now for the next 24 hours, is going to reek of garlic everywhere. I've brought everything, Claire, from, I think there's 24 variants of garlic you can pick up in a supermarket. Think about it, from fresh to the lazy tubes, to the frozen, to the garlic granules that I've brought, you know, garlic salts. But ultimately, what is it? When do we use it? And where should we start with garlic?
I put it in everything.
Do you?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, good. And what about the kids?
They don't notice.
They've got accustomed to it.
Yeah, they don't. They don't
subject. And what do you have at home? Is it fresh? Is it a squeezy tube?
I would normally use fresh.
Okay.
To be fair to me. But see that squeezy tube you have in your hand?
Yeah.
I sometimes use that if I'm feeling particularly under pressure.
So that's the lazy garlic?
Yeah.
How much garlic do you think is in it percentage-wise?
I don't know. I've no idea. I just put about a teaspoon in or maybe a bit more.
So you're typically around about 80 to 86% garlic only.
Okay.
You've got lots and lots of other little nasties in there to preserve it, to keep it going. So that's a nice point to start on because I just want to kind of remind people of that. And they say, like you, oh, I'll just squeeze it in. It's nice and it's handy. Versus peeling garlic and God forbid your nails might smell of fresh garlic and food.
I don't mind that, but it is a time saver sometimes. The only thing I will say about it is when I put it into the pan and the sizzle starts, I think, ah, it's just not the same smell.
It's not because it is in the mid 80% of garlic. Mm. And then you're going to get some citrix in there. You're going to be pulled away from what real garlic is if you've experienced real garlic. So I think for everyone, get back to real, fresh, raw garlic. But also today, hopefully I'm going to get the point across, which is you're saying, and others have said it to me in the way in, look, I couldn't be bothered peeling. So firstly, garlic in a bulb contains lots of cloves. Mm-hmm. The cloves are the individual. The easiest way is to break it on a chopping board, take the back of a knife, hit it, and it'll pop out of the skin. Now, another tip
will
on
it
that,
though?
It will if you buy the hard neck garlic, which is the larger cloves of garlic, those little frustrating, annoying ones that break up into maybe about 15 or 20 cloves, they are quite annoying. The skin is quite tight on them. So look for the bigger bulb or go as far as the elephant garlic, which exists and is grown in Ireland as well. Then it's going to pop out of the skin immediately for you. Now, a couple of things I love doing with garlic, Claire, particularly if I'm going to be at home, say, for a week, is to confit it. Now, that's a chef's word.
Very fancy but stuff going on here now.
What I'd say to you is when you're on holidays and you've had them prawns peel, or you've had that freshness of sliced garlic, it looks a little bit sort of dark brown, yellow, but it's so sweet in flavour. That is confit garlic. And literally all it is a whole clove going into olive oil with a sprig of thyme and a bay leaf. You bring the temperature up to get a little bubble in it and you just let it sit at that temperature for half an hour. Turn it off. Pop it into a kiln or jar and you'll get 3 to 4 weeks out of that.
Now, that is popping it in with some oil?
With the oil, yeah. Okay. Absolutely. And then that's that garlic that you can squish and it'll become like a paste as a replacement to really anything for a very quick garlic bread. Spread it on a bruschetta into soups. It sweetens it. It takes away the reason that most people believe they don't like garlic. You know, when they go, oh, it's too strong, or I'm going somewhere tonight, I can't have garlic. That goes on an awful lot. So it'll improve sweetness and it'll get it to taking away that harsh garlic flavour, because people will say, what does garlic taste like? And guess what it tastes like? Garlic. It's as simple as that. It is a distinctive flavour.
Going back for a second to the peeling, I remember years ago seeing Jamie Oliver saying, I haven't time to peel garlic. So he would just put it in the crusher and hope that the peel stays back and the garlic's... I just don't think that works.
No, it was probably in his 5 minutes everything stage, wasn't it, of life?
I think
No, you need to get the skin out of there.
Off.
You know, I think we've talked before, there's all sorts of gadgets. I remember Nevin's little sort of garlic crusher. That's perfect,
that
but you've got to take the skin off.
Because skin off.
You press down on that and it squeezed it into a minced garlic. Minced garlic, when you're cooking, is brilliant just to add at the start. It is, again, back to getting the infusion into the oil or whatever your medium of cooking is.
So why then, or when would you chop garlic as opposed to mincing it?
Yeah, well, you chop it for me for a longer cook, say going into your stews, your casseroles, going into the depth of this winter now. Then what happens then is it gets a slow release of garlic continuation throughout the whole thing. So I'm generally prefer to slice my garlic in general and just add it directly and straight in. Now, be careful with garlic as well, because if you get it in too quick at the start, like what you said earlier, it fries, it crisps up, and it goes nearly to like those garlic granules that I have in those jars. And
yeah,
to me, that becomes not a treacle flavour, but a real toasted, burnt, garlic, bitty flavour that just is slightly overpowering in my view. So
if you were frying off onions, mushrooms and chopped carrots, say you're making something that needs that. There's a fancy name for that, which I've forgotten. But anyway, what is it?
When you're chopping what, sorry?
Your carrots and onions.
Oh, your mirepoix. That's your mirepoix, yeah.
You'd put the garlic in last, wouldn't you, into something like that?
Yes, you would, because you will develop the sweetness, particularly of the onion, particularly of the carrot, and you'll allow that nice sort of mellow little leek flavour to develop as well. But interestingly, in one of the recipes today, Claire, to sum this piece up, is that I've gone for sautéed mushrooms, a lovely side that we spoke about before here on the show. And it was, don't forget about the mushrooms, as a beautiful side that have disappeared off menus. Get them back into your home. They're beautiful with a little bit of butter that foams up, fresh thyme, and at the end, I will add a little bit of sliced garlic to it, because it is too powerful going in at the start. So that recipe today will tell you, peel, slice your garlic, drop it in, take it off the heat, just allow the garlic to go through the butter flavour, spoon the butter up over the mushrooms, and if you want to squeeze a lemon, just amazing flavour for mushroom that allows garlic, to me, to be the hero of that little simple side dish.
Very nice. Mm. And all of our recipes that you have for us today on the website, rt.ie/todaycb, lamb. Garlic and lamb.
It has to go with lamb. And again, you know, I sometimes think you have to hide the conversation, particularly at home and in our house, because if they'll say, are you putting garlic in? And I'll say, yes, I am. So what I tend to do with this one is...
Well, they're not garlic fans in your house.
They're not. They don't tend to be, but I think it's because I overdo it.
Yeah.
I think I've got
accustomed to
garlic, yeah. And I go for a little bit more and I'm saying, like, here he goes again with the garlic. So I think that's come into our house quite a bit as well. But for me with this and the lamb is what? It's young, it's sweet. That's not what we, maybe you and me remember, Claire, as mutton and fatty, coating the roof of your mouth. We never got lamb. Lamb is beautiful, young and sweet. What does it need? Acidity. It needs lemon juice. It needs a little bit of rosemary as the key herb. But more powerfully, this one, it's garlic. Garlic will penetrate. It'll almost roast alongside the leg of lamb. Butterfly it out. Spread on that nice marinade. You're only talking four ingredients there. Either retie it or re-roll it again into your traditional roasting dish, or you can butterfly it, but to me, roasting it by re-rolling it. How do you roast the perfect lamb? Keep it up in a trivet. What's the trivet? Onion, you know, carrots and a little bit of potato. Stop it from frying on the bottom of the base of the tray. The steam will come up. It'll surround the lamb. Inside, you're actually starting to confit. You're breaking down that garlic and it doesn't become that overpowering flavour that people do associate with not liking raw garlic.
Delish.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
And listen, the garlic granules that you held up there, and we've got garlic salt, which you mentioned too.
Mm.
Have you any objections?
Yes, I do. Because if you're going to go to the effort and the bother of cooking, cook with garlic. And if you're going to cook over a period of a weekend or a week, or you're off on your holidays, roast or confit garlic. We didn't mention roasting garlic, but it's simple. You take your full, like I have here, which is my full bulb, which contains about 10 or 11 cloves of a hardneck, larger clove, cut it in half, sprinkle some olive oil over it. If you want, a little pinch of sea salt, wrap it in tin foil, into the oven, put it in alongside the roast. Don't turn on the oven just to roast the bulb of garlic. Be smart and doing it when you're at the end of cooking, because it's about 30 minutes. Let it cool in there. Take the tin foil out, squeeze it out. And again, that mashes and purees instantly and will keep in your fridge for about a week.
Brian, thank you so much. No argument here on the garlic front. That's Brian McDermott. We'll take a break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.